I am Kiefer backstage at Bonnaroo, and Frank Turner has joined us. Frank, good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for having me.
I want to start off with the song Recovery. This tune reminds me of like my life about 20 years ago, except except meeting my wife in jail. I've substituted that I won her in a card game on the Lower Brule Indian Reservation. But it's such a vivid song. Is it a personal story, or does that come from a rich imagination?
No, it's a personal story. I don't have any problem with people writing fiction in songs. Not that anyone would care if I did, but I'm just not very good at it. I've tried, and it was rubbish. So I generally stick to the autobiography, you know. I do actually. There is somebody in my life who, no fooling, did actually say to me the very first time we met. She said, "Right, let's do this. If anyone ever asks, we met in jail." And I instantly said, first of all, that's going in a song. And secondly, me and you are going to get on well. So, but it's a song about kind of realizing that you're in the wrong place. You know, that moment of clarity where you look around the room in the party you're in and realize that you're surrounded by idiots who are just talking nonsense and doing terrible things that we can't talk about on the radio. And that it's a bad place to be and you should get out of there.
You started, as you mentioned a bit ago, you started as a punker, and now you've kind of moved more into an acoustic direction. Mm. What have you kept from your punk days, and what have you let go, musically speaking?
I think musically the main thing is just that I learned how to play guitar and sing in the context of a punk band, which means in a tiny little practice room with everything going through crackling, broken 30-watt amps turned up to 11, and terrible screeching noise. And it means that, I mean, like every sound guy I ever worked with always initially goes, "Damn it, you sing really loud," because I bellow when I sing, you know, even when I'm singing quiet songs. And I play guitar really hard and all the rest of it. So that survives. I mean, I think... I like to think there's kind of an element of this sort of ethos and attitude of punk rock that sort of I grew up with that comes through. Just ideas about sort of iconoclasm, you know, not holding yourself above other people. The idea that music's supposed to be a conversation within a community rather than a sort of edict issued from on high by kind of the rock stars to the fans. Like two words that I despise, I might add. That kind of comes through. I also like short songs. I think that's a big thing. It's kind of interesting. The guy who plays drums in my live band, The Sleeping Souls, Nigel, he's amazing, but he grew up with prog rock and he just can't get his head around songs that are under like 3 minutes long, whereas to me a song that's more than 3.5 minutes long is kind of rambling. It's taking its time.
We're going to talk a little bit about the artwork of your album in just a bit, but I want to talk about the title, and it conjures up, at least for me, a time before digital playlists, Spotify, iTunes, burnable CDs, the trusty, dependable cassette. I mean, when you made a mix, boy, you had to plan that out. There was only a certain amount of time and you had to get it right. Was that what you were thinking when you named this record that?
Kind of. I mean, I think the thing with it, with all the previous records I've done, because this is my fifth studio album, and all the previous ones I've had these really long, complicated intellectual justifications for the album title. This time around, it's a lyric from one of the songs on the record, and literally the first time I wrote down a piece of paper, it kind of jumped at me and it was like, yeah, all right, that's an album title right there. And I like the way that it's kind of open-ended, you know, I grew up buying CDs and copying them onto tapes so that I could listen to them in my Walkman. That was my kind of musical context. I mean, tapes were cool in some ways. In other ways, if I get back all the hours of my life I've spent with a pencil through a tape trying to wind the thing back in and make it work again. But then in a way, I kind of like that because I like the idea that a tape deck is something that might break quite often and is kind of obsolete. It's open-ended. I did just after the record came out, I did a press day in Berlin where I did 20 interviews in a row with German people, lovely German people, but every single one of them had a different theory as to what I was really trying to say with the album title. And it was great. I told them all they were spot on. And so hopefully that's kind of set the internet roaring in German. Who knows?
With popularity, there's good things and bad things that comes with it. You got into a little bit of a dispute with a Guardian music blog over some political statements you made that, you know, may or may not have been serious. Tell me what happened there.
Well, basically, the overarching theme of what happened is that because I come from the punk scene and I'm English and I've got an acoustic guitar, everybody assumed blithely that my politics are the same as Billy Bragg's. Now, Billy's a good friend of mine and I love him to pieces and I respect him endlessly, but my politics are not the same as Billy's. I'm a kind of bit more of a classical liberal, kind of possibly libertarian, kind of leave me alone, don't tread on me kind of guy. which is pretty different from Bill, but whatever. I'm not proselytizing my politics. Anyway, somebody at The Guardian discovered that I was not what they had assumed me to be, and apparently this was outrageous and unacceptable, and so they wrote horrible articles about me, and I got inundated with hate mail and death threats, and it was all very trying for a while. The thing about it, though, is that I don't want to sit here and cast myself as the martyr particularly, because it's very easy to be in an underground band, because the only people who know about you are people who like you. And if you become more successful, then you get exposed to a wider selection of people. Not all of them are going to like you because all people are different. And it just comes with the territory of being successful, actually. And if I didn't want to have to deal with this kind of thing, then I shouldn't be trying to kind of promote my music at every available opportunity, you know? And actually what I have to do is just suck it up and deal with it, which is what I'm trying to do. The other thing I should say about it is that I feel pretty punk about the whole thing, actually, because what I did, everybody has Billy Bragg's politics in the music scene in the UK and young people and all the rest of it. I expressed what is in my context a countercultural opinion. I got utterly castigated for it, but I stuck to my guns and I'll still stick to them now. And I feel pretty kind of like punk rock about the whole thing, because it's like, screw you, man. You don't agree with me? I don't care.
One of the themes here at Bonnaroo this year is we're talking album art, and we have Tape Deck Heart on the wall. Who designed the, first of all, let's tell people that it sort of looks like maybe a tattoo, a family crest or seal.
Yeah.
Who came up with the idea?
Well, it's a good story. Basically, a couple of years ago, I was playing a show in Tampa in Florida. And after the gig, I'm lucky enough that quite often people who come to my shows give me like little presents and stuff after shows, which always I think are amazing. And I've got every single last one of them kept in somewhere special and somewhere safe. After a show in Tampa, this girl who I didn't know just came up and gave me a rolled up sheet of paper and said, there you go, have that. And in it were all these little kind of drawings done in sort of Sailor Jerry tattoo style, but not too kitschy, like just a whiff of that. And each one was like a song title or whatever for a song that I'd done. And I loved them. And when we were coming around to doing the artwork for this one, I remembered that. And the thing is, I didn't know it, but I knew that I had an email from her somewhere in which she'd mentioned it. And I did... when you're searching through emails, not just for a subject line or whatever, but for like something in the messages takes forever. So I set my computer going. It's like, find me this email. Eventually tracked it down on my email and got in touch and just said, would you be interested in doing something for the album? And she said yes. And she's called Heather Anlaw. She's from Tampa. She's amazing. She's done a whole bunch like for the singles as well. She's done them. And actually, we've got a music video coming up for a song called Losing Days. And she's drawing up a tattoo. And for the video, I'm going to have her tattoo it on me because she is a tattoo artist.
Nice story.
Yeah,
we're also asking people pick out your favorite Beatle album. Now, if maybe the Beatle album cover is what we're looking for, yeah. It maybe not match up with your favorite Beatles album. But which one draws your eye the most? Which is the album that you like the most?
Visually speaking, I think it's probably Let It Be. I just think it's such a classic record cover and a statement, you know, and it's so kind of unprepossessing. It's just like these are the people making this music, but in its kind of not. It's not trying to tell you anything, but in the process tells you something amazing. You know, it's like, this is the Beatles, deal with it sort of thing. I love that. I mean, it's a classic album. I think my favorite Beatles records, though, are the early stuff, Please Please Me and stuff like that, because there's something, to me, there's no fat on those songs. They're so slimmed down. It's just kind of almost like the songwriting, platonic ideal of songwriting. This is what pop songs go like. And I think they're endlessly fascinating and studyable for that reason.
The name of the record is Tape Deck Heart. Frank Turner, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much
for
coming by.
Thanks for having me in. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
And we are backstage at Bonnaroo.